I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Drinking Toast with a Shot of the Day, another round of Profile This, our question: what was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cord. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, yeah, back in the day, I was, like, helping my aunt babysit her kids and put the kids down to sleep and hanging out playing video games, and all of a sudden the power completely just cuts out. And I look outside, neighbors have power. So my aunt jumps to go grab her gun and proceeds to figure out why her power's off. Go outside where the power box is, and she gets jumped by my uncle, and he about gets shot by her. And he's just laughing the entire time while he gets his butt beat by her.
So what, he's pulling a prank?
Yeah.
And she almost shot his ass?
Yep.
And that's the part where he started laughing?
Oh, yeah, he started laughing, thinking it would be pretty funny to, you know, knock the power out for the entire house. And he trained her how to go grab the gun if something unusual happens and proceed to shoot whomever it is.
And did she fire a shot, or did he stop her before it got to that point?
Oh, she got stopped by it.
Okay.
You know what? I'd have shot him for one reason, because once you turn the power, now I have to reset every digital clock in the microwave.
And
it's a pain in the ass. I'm sorry.
You know what's the hardest part is matching up the oven clock with a microwave, because they're really close together. You know what I mean? So you don't want to say
you feel
one to
obligated.
Say like 3 o'clock and then the other one to say like 3:02.
Well, you wait the full minute if when you're setting it, you realize one of like it's gone from 3:01 to 3:02.
You got to be within 15 seconds. You know what I mean?
They got 15. I'm more anal. Because you're right, man. Like, they're right next to each other. So it's kind of like, all right, damn it, man.
These two need to be in sync.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't even matter if they match your phone's time. These just two need to be at the same time. All the time. That's just me.
And you don't care, do you, Ted?
No. I don't have a microwave.
Yeah, but you still have ticks about microwave. Do you like when someone leaves time on the microwave?
That drives me insane.
See?
I clear it all the time.
Does it clear? It says
I do
clear.
It, but I got to do it all the time when I'm at work in water.
I don't mean you hit clear.
You're not using the microwave.
You know, now that you say that, I don't even use the microwave at work. Since I don't own one, I just don't use it.
But it still bugs you, right?
It still takes the crap out of me. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I still flush the toilet if I'm not going to use it.
Just hit clear. Hit clear.
You're done.
And I don't know who needs to hear this. At our work, there is not a garbage disposal in our sink.
I think a lot of people need to hear that. You want to say it one more time?
Yeah, there is no garbage disposal in our sink.
Hopefully they're playing this throughout the building today.
You guys keep saying this, and I understand why you keep saying it, because there is no garbage disposal in our sink. I understand. I think you guys you refuse to accept that we work with animals, and they obviously don't care.
I'm looking at the sign right now.
These emails have been sent out. There's a sign over the sink that says, and nobody, they just dump their crap in there anyway.
I say it all the time. I am far from the cleanest person in the world. But this is not your home.
Right.
This is a shared workspace.
If you want to throw crap in your sink at home without a disposal?
Yeah, let it soak for a week. Who cares?
What was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story is, I grew up in Alaska, and I lived in a three-story house. So one morning, my brother and I were getting ready to close down the house and go to school, and we were shutting all the lights off. And I was upstairs shutting off the lights, and I start walking down the stairs, and I hear a big thump upstairs. And all the dogs are in their kennels, no windows open, nothing. So I walk back up there, and the drawers in my dresser are all open. So I shut them all, and I ran down the stairs, and as I was running down the stairs, I could hear a second pair of footprints behind me, and I bolted out of that house, but it was pitch black outside, so everything was dark, and it was about the scariest thing that's ever happened to me.
So, all right, so now, and I understand, if this is what I'm perceiving to be going on, I run out of the house, now what? I mean, do I just stand outside? Because at some point, you have to go back into your house, right?
Well, we were going to the bus.
Ah, okay.
So I just left for the whole day.
But when you come back home, all right, so you left for the... Like, look, when I watch a horror movie, right? Like, it can be The Exorcist. It's like, hang on, Satan, I got to go to work. You get home from work and Satan's gone. Like, it seems like in the horror movie world, things are willing to wait for you. So how creeped out were you when you came back home?
Very, very. I slept real rough for the last couple of years that I was living there.
It bugged you for the next couple of years?
Well, because more creepy stuff kept happening.
Like what?
That place was haunted. Well, there was one night that my dad and I were laying in bed watching TV, and the bathroom door right next to me slammed shut. And there was nothing.
See, I know that you're a white family because you still live there. My story would have been, hey, man, when I was growing up, I'm watching TV with my dad, and the bathroom door shut, and then we moved.
Yeah, we got
like, that's the whole scenario.
Maybe that's a good thing for, like, squatters. They could be potential ghosts. Like, look, you just try to, you live in a house incognito, maybe up in the attic, whatever. You bang some pots and pans in the middle of the night, open some doors.
I'd be more comfortable with a squatter.
You stay there for free, you know what I mean? No one really knows you're there. Just kind of make a ruckus, write stuff on the mirror with lipstick. You know, but
lipstick.
You still, whatever you got to do. Whatever.
Well, this was my childhood home, and I was, you know, I moved in high school, so there was no convincing my parents to move.
Well, what is your father's reaction when the bathroom door suddenly shuts?
He tried to blame it on everything.
It's probably just wind.
A draft.
Just wind. It's a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Exactly. He said it was the wind. It was a dog. It was this, that, the other thing.
Now, is that house still in your family, or did the entire family move away?
No, the entire family moved.
Okay.
And do you still kennel your dogs?
No, we don't kennel our dogs anymore.
Okay.
I remember that back in the day. I mean, I used to kennel my dog every night. I always thought, like, one day I'm going to have a dog that can roam around the house at night.
Oh, you mean indoors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like in Alaska, maybe it's a good call.
Does nobody kennel their dogs anymore at night?
I don't. I mean,
some people do.
It depends on the dog, I guess.
It definitely depends on the dog. My dog was exactly where... Like, you know, people would get those the in-home security cameras, keep an eye on their dogs, see what they're up to. I would leave for work. The dog is sitting in this one corner of the couch asleep. I would come home. That dog was in that same corner in the exact same position. Mm-hmm. And there is no evidence that the dog did anything through the course of the day.
Trust me. I know somebody who had someone break into their house and try to steal some stuff. And I know that he had a dog at that time. And I know for a fact that dog came up with its tail wagging to whoever was breaking into that house.
Right?
Well, he walked out with an Apple laptop or whatever the hell he got out of there. That dog just kind of watched him, wagged his tail. He probably pet him on the head a few times because the dog's so friendly.
That's the way I felt about my dog.
The dog was probably lonely when the guy left after he stole the stuff and left. You know what I mean? He's probably like, come back, burglar guy.
See, that's the thing with my old dog, man. I feel like if you threatened me, I had seen my dog actually... kind of lose his mind a little bit. But if I'm not home, therefore you're not posing a threat to me. Right. Like, my dog, he keep money in the shoebox. You know, I'm like, anything. You got another TV in the bedroom. Help yourself to some Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the
cabinet.
Full
box of condoms. Never open. Go take it. What was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
My dog would have helped him carry stuff to the car.
Dude, did you ever have a pager?
No.
No, I did not.
You guys ever had a pager?
No.
Dang. But I hold had a all right. So anyhow, pagers are like phones. Kids, listen up. The pager would
listen
either
up,
beep.
Kids.
They could also be called a beeper. Or
drug dealers wore them in Washington D.C., where Ted's from.
So did we in high school.
And high school kids.
Non-drug dealers did, but all drug dealers
in D.C. drug dealers and high school kids.
Drug dealers had two. So
one for business, one for personal.
So anyhow, I had a pager. I love this thing. And then in my room, I had like a little desk set up to do homework. So my mom had probably, I shouldn't do air quotes.
That's an air quote.
Do homework.
God.
So my mom like was like, you need to be more organized. It's like back in the day in the offices, they would have like these little stands, but they were metal. And you put papers in them or
right,
whatever.
Right.
So one day I get home. It's just me by myself. I was a latchkey kid. And I can't go back to my room because there is just this rattling noise, ghostly noise coming from my room. So it's like an hour. I'm frozen. And every once in a while, this rattling noise comes out of nowhere. So finally, like my brother came home and was like, what? You're insane. And he walks down there. My pager was on vibrate. It was on top of that metal thing.
So you're like,
so just Somebody had paged me, so every once in a while it would just make that rattling noise.
It's got to be a ghost.
You wouldn't go back there.
Nope. I grew up in a small home. We're talking about it. Maybe a 10-foot wall.
We just wouldn't go there.
Just wouldn't go.
What was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, my horror story. Driving across country 15 years ago, driving to live in Washington, 3 a.m., I have me and my sister in one car, my parents in another car. So caravanning, 3 a.m., we decided to exit to get some shut-eye. The exit is literally just a sign that says exit, so we take it. It's one-way road going into the woods, and as we enter into this street, it's a broke-down carnival with all these lights going on and off, and it's just like the creepiest thing we've ever seen. We go to flip around, and all the lights start turning off as we start to turn around. And I swear to God, it was the craziest and the scariest place I've ever been. It was insane.
Yeah, was it like a Friday night and the carnival had gone until like maybe 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they were shutting it down or moving out?
It was 3 a.m., so it looked like there was no one there, and it was broke down. It was dirty. It was rusty. It looked like there was no one around.
That's creepy as hell, man.
That is awesome.
Those creepy old pictures of amusement parks. We had a guy call earlier about Detroit, and Detroit looks like, I mean, there are blocks and blocks and blocks that look like a bomb went off.
Sure, abandoned.
And what's remained is remained, but there are schools, there are hospitals, there are churches, there are libraries with books still on the shelves.
But see, I don't find
the Silver Dome
creepy.
Was creepy before they imploded that thing.
There's something about abandoned neighborhoods, at least in the, and coming from Baltimore, East Coast, you see it all the time because, let's face it, nobody wants to live there. But it never struck me as creepy. Maybe because the cities are so densely packed. Definitely struck me as dangerous because it's like, look, man, you got drug deals going on. Mm-hmm. And much like your Cambodian murder that's yet to happen,
sure,
they put people in the walls. That's not a joke. That kind of thing from The Wire. So you don't want to go there. But something about an amusement park, even though it's this happy place, if that's abandoned for whatever reason, I'm like, that is not a place I want to go.
It's all over.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah.
That's like the mall I used to go to as a kid in Laurel, Maryland. It's been abandoned for years. People go in there and take photographs. It is spooky.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
People bought organs.
So it's called merry-go-round.
Oh, my God. But they had a merry-go-round in there one time. What was your horror movie moment? 844-999. Ola, we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what was your horror movie moment? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You've got mail. You got that mail.
You got mail.
You got mail.
You got mail.
Our question, what was your horror movie
sucker, moment? You got mail.
We only have the finest equipment here.
You guys did some of the finest improv I have heard in the history of radio.
Here's a good one for you. I used to work on the Armed Residential Protection Team for a man who is big at Amazon. At this time, he had recently purchased several multi-million-dollar homes in Medina. Or Medina? Medina.
Oh, he's big at Amazon.
Medina?
That's million-dollar homes in Medina.
Medina.
Who could this be?
I'm going to get deep in Medina. Two of which were completely empty and very creepy. One of the homes was originally built by a German fella who invented contact lenses and was modeled after a Bavarian mansion to include giant murals of children playing and gift-wrapping rooms.
The owner died while landing his seaplane at his house, and it was sold off, remaining completely empty, minus the executive protection team who used to have our office in the basement. So there I was, only been on the account a couple of months, and was told the place was haunted. About 2 a.m. every morning, we would hear loud walking and running above us in the house. Keep in mind that my partner and I were armed and had a decent tactical background in the military for several years with several combat deployments. Property was locked down with high-tech cameras, sensors, you name it. Two of us would have to go up there and clear this 8,000 square foot mansion at least once a week, chasing ghosts and other unearthly noises. I understand why this property went unoccupied. Never found anything, but occasionally found myself as an adult man reluctant to walk around there by myself, even armed.
That's something.
Yeah.
Again, it's children. They go from cute to creepy very easily.
I think it makes things creepier when you take, like, The Shining, right? People watch The Shining. And sure, Jack Nicholson was creepy because he's losing his mind. Shelley Duvall is creepy just because genetic, that's how she looks. But the two little girls walking down the hall, people can't get past it. The Exorcist, little girl spins her head around. It's not okay, man. Little girl by herself quietly swinging, like, light her on fire.
Right,
sorry.
We've talked about this before, but if you see a child alone, it's scary for everyone.
Right.
Why is that kid alone? Is it a devil? Should I do anything?
That's always the second question. Is that a devil?
Here's a crazy one. Horror movie moment. On a nice sunny day, I needed water for the car. My boyfriend and I stopped at the market. I was in a hurry, so I rushed into the one-person bathroom. The door opened. I'm filling my bottle with water. Then I feel something sticky on my hand, and I look and see blood. Oh. I was in such a rush, I didn't realize the sink was covered in blood. I got goosebumps looking around because I see blood all over the walls, the toilet, handprints. My first thought was, if someone hurt themselves, where are they? Am I in danger? I slowly back up out of the bloody restroom and see blood streaks leading down the floor to a pregnant woman on the ground.
Oh, man.
She was being helped, but it was pretty surreal. Guys, when I was a kid, a retired couple had a trampoline in their backyard, and they let the neighborhood kids play on it. One day, instead of them being there, it was a man who said they were on vacation, and he was staying there. We kept playing. Turned out he'd killed them and buried them in the yard.
Jeez!
That from Ari. Guys, I was stationed on the United States Coast Guard cutter Dallas when the Challenger exploded. We were one of the first responders on scene and became the on-scene commander for 2 weeks. We picked up lots and lots of debris, including the frog the teacher kept on her desk that was taken into space.
She even took the frog.
Apparently so.
Wow.
All the bitches and mobbin, my horror movie moment was when I was with a former girlfriend hanging out at her friend's when her friend jumped into a recliner. It rocked back, and we heard a loud cat scream and then a popping noise.
Oh.
Her cat had just had a litter of kittens weeks earlier, and one had crawled under the chair. When she rocked back, its head was just in the wrong position.
No.
I had to take that flat bloody mess and bury it in the backyard. Let's just say the mood for the rest of the night was ruined. Rock on, bitches.
I've been in a place where there was an animal scratching at the carpet because it had gotten into the floorboards.
God, man.
Was it your animal?
Or no, it wasn't my animal. It wasn't my house. I think it was a squirrel.
Okay.
I just moved the couch over top of it.
Good thinking.
Wait, that's what you did. That's animal scratching on the carpet. Put a sofa on top of it.
Any comments to that?
We got a few. Some buddies and I went driving around smoking weed after closing up to McDonald's. Went down this road about 1:30 a.m. We came to the end, turned around, and there's this old woman standing on the street with her back to us. She's just standing there. She started to slowly turn around. But we didn't wait. I said, I've seen this movie. And we took off. We were probably just high, but it was creepy. And then that old lady died of exposure. And it says, I felt and smelled warm, bad breath on the back of my neck while I was washing dishes this last week. Turned around to nothing. A man died in my kitchen in the 1950s.
Damn. Moving on to the birthday request here. Let's get happy. All the bitches and wobbin, I'd like to wish my eldest daughter, Isabella, a happy 9th birthday. Can she get a barbershop fish sandwich? That from Dad, Mom, Zach, and Morris.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Old bitches, today's my little sister Elizabeth's birthday. She goes by the nickname Boo, and she is 18 years old, so she would love to hear some dirty Germans talking about all the things that you're allowed to do now when you are 18 years old. Love her older brother, Riley.
Yeah, everything you've seen in any of the pornos is now completely legal now that you're 18. And for your birthday, we will add one B to your nickname.
Yeah, yes. It also seems like a...
No, Babu. What did you...
It also seems like since 18's birthday has opened up some career opportunities.
Bobo?
Just so you know, you don't have to be that strong. The pole actually spins around itself.
No, we call her Oob.
Guys, let's see here. My other half, Taylor, is his birthday today, and he would love you guys to give him a shout-out. He is turning 23 years old. That from the girlfriend, Nicole. Give me your penis. It's too small. Guys, my hunky hubby, Ivan, is 24. He's a big disc golfer. So give him a barbershop quartet face sandwich and some dirty, dirty Germans talking about disc golf. Thanks, guys. That from
is
his boogie.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Yeah, tonight we will be playing disc golf, but we will be dropping the S.
Yeah, the best part about this disc golf is all the weapons. You ever seen the goals? They're all full of chains. You use that and smack an ass with the disc.
Yeah, my underwear is made of chainmail.
Yeah. Do you ever play this disc golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never have. It looks fun.
It does look like
fun. Yeah, it is fun. You should play.
Bitches, today's my sister Rochelle's 25th birthday. I don't know if you could just play as many sound effects as possible to see what that sounds like. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
That's fun.
Oh, dear Jesus.
And it.
Shut your mouth.
Guys, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my lovely wife, Sarah. Nice work. Today's her birthday, and she recently gave birth to our first kid. Could we have German Thrill and Ozzy Ted talk about being a new mom? Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, the first thing you will notice about being a new mom is how big your downstairs has become, and probably a good time for shaving.
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. I think the hardest part about being a new mom is just trying to wrangle in that little dingo. They're running around, ripping stuff off the walls, barely speaking. It's a dingo.
Yeah, they're not running a day like houseplants made of jelly.
Yeah, when he learns to walk, it's going to bump its head into a lot of stuff.
Guys, I'm going to give myself a birthday shout-out. I'm 27 years old. How about a big old bong rip or maybe a Leroy Jenkins? You guys choose. Thanks, guys. That from Hannah. Guys, my wife, a.k.a. Sweepy, is 27, so how about the dirty Germans talking about being a dental assistant? That would be great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I know that you understand all things oral, and guess what? You will live up to your nickname tonight.
Yeah, tonight we'll play the reverse game. I get to put something in your mouth.
Yeah, but it will involve rubber gloves.
Yeah? Suction.
And ask you questions,
suction.
Too, while you have the, you know what I mean? Like, I can't talk right now. Like,
oh, fine. I told you the worst one I had last time. I had something removed from my mouth. I said, I'm going to need another hit of the stuff. Sir, the nerve is completely gone. You shouldn't feel a thing. All right, I just want to get high.
I'm a drug addict. I just.
You really told him that?
I didn't say I want to get high.
Did he hook you up?
I just, no, because the nerve is gone. You don't need any more. And I was like, all right, sorry.
Damn.
But it really hurts.
Guys, I want to wish greatest sister in the world the best birthday ever. I don't know where I'd be without you. Happy birthday, Christina. That from Jennifer. What else? Help me out. Wish my buddy Patrick a happy 30th. How about a cut that bitch off next caller and the dirty Germans and Wobbin talking about mechanics with greasy hands. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, I'm not a mechanic. I do not work on cars. So you might wonder why my hands are so greasy.
Yes, these greasy hands. It allows me to know what parts of the body you've been touching.
Now, this fed up deine Hände is so schlick.
Yeah, I just make my hands greasy so you don't scream as loud.
Yeah, it's all these greasy hands, but none of it's the right kind of grease.
Guys, today marks my 43rd year of being awesome and my first email to the men's room. I would love to hear you guys talk all over each other about how the small mouth guy was. All in all, hope you guys get a good chuckle. It's the laughter on my radio that makes my day better. Thanks, guys. That from Wayne.
That poor guy. I just called the Germany mouth, in, man.
He's 9 years old.
He's never called us.
He's been harassed.
But he cuts
his
corn
cobs.
He uses those little things.
Every time I eat a slider, I think of this dude.
Ted says he eats a jelly bean.
Chinese corn. Piece of corn.
Well, the Macholas, today is my longtime friend Sean's birthday. The most generous and giving mother effer I know. And suck it up, cupcake. And a Leroy Jenkins, please.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Let's do this. Leroy
birthday shout. I'm Randy from Victoria, B.C., 63 years old. How about some turtle love with your tube? Your penis is too small in the break. By the way, you guys have the best show on radio. Keep up the great work. Thanks, guys.
Your penis is too small.
Guys, my mom is 65. Her name is Debbie Super Lady. Please wish her a happy birthday with a couple random Alan Thicks and Coach Ted pumping her up for the fun she is having in her mid-60s. Thanks, guys. You are the best. Dad from Josh.
That's fun. Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, don't. It's important.
Tell you what, mid-60s, hell of an age. Hell of an age. Blue plate specials. We're eating early. Target-rich environment. We got a lot of widows. We got a lot of divorced people. All right? And they have these communities that you're all going to live in. Tell you, the mid-60s, man, that's life. Smoke a little herb.
Target-rich environment.
Yes. Between divorces and widows, man. Or widowers.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it's a dirty German brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Is
Schweinefleisch.
Incredible drinking toast for the shout of the day. Another round of profile this, but first.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Throhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some certain degree. It is up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. It's amazing you can pull this off with all the crappy stories in the news. Now, last week, you told us about the woman in South Carolina who stole a car using a snake as a weapon.
Yes.
We also had the woman in Brooklyn falsely claimed that her 6-year-old son was in her stolen car so police would react faster.
They did.
And then we have the man that posted a sex tape on Snapchat out of spite because he thought his partner didn't watch his dogs. How do these stories compare to last week's Who Sucks Less?
I will say that I believe, while each story is a little different, I do believe it's about on par. All right? So whatever your anger level is as a result of that, it should be about the same for this. And in this case, as always, three contestants. We have a mother in Illinois. We heard about her earlier this week. She'll be competing against a woman in Missouri and then finally a judge in Ohio. But let's start in Illinois, where a woman was arrested for driving her SUV while her daughters sat in the inflatable pool on the car's roof. 49-year-old Jennifer Yeager, she was pulled over by police after she was seen cruising in her Audi Q5 with two children riding in the inflatable pool on the vehicle's roof. Now, she told officers that she was driving back from her friend's house where she had inflated the pool and was using the girls to hold it down on top of the roof. And all of that's very true, but she didn't seem to realize that's also all very illegal. So she was charged with two counts of endangering the health or life of a child, two counts of reckless conduct, and failure to secure a passenger between the ages of 8 and 16. She was released after posting bond. You're a mother. It's your children sitting in an inflatable roof, inflatable pool on the roof of your car. Now, let's go to Missouri, where we've all probably wanted to do this, but you can't do this. A Missouri woman was arrested for firing a gun in the parking lot of the Kansas City DMV after she became impatient due to the long lines. It's the DMV. What do you expect? Anyway, once on the scene, police arrested 34-year-old Vanessa Ritchie after discovering that she fired two shots from a handgun inside the facility's parking lot. While police did not name a motive for the shooting, one witness said that Ritchie was seen acting erratically moments before opening fire. Their quote is, "Something was wrong. I don't know what it is, drugs, mental, or whatever, but she just insisted on getting taken care of immediately." Now, apparently, Ritchie became belligerent and started using foul language, adding at one point, quote, "The president's security is in danger." Well, the exchange went on for about 10 minutes before Ritchie left the DMV. Well, the witness followed the woman to report her plates. That's when she said Ritchie reached into a bag, pulled out a gun, and started firing into the air. She was taken into custody and being held at the Platte County Detention Center. And now let's go to Ohio, where a woman accused of abusing children in her care was finally sentenced. 52-year-old Kimberly Heinite. She was indicted on multiple counts of gross sexual imposition and endangering children. But part of her plea agreement, six of the counts were dropped. She pleaded guilty to lesser charges of endangering children. Judge William Woods sentenced her to 30 days in jail. Keep in mind, this woman ran an unregistered daycare at her house in Grove City. And last year, investigators searched the house and found 23 children between the ages of 7 months and 5 years. Parents said the children were confined to car seats, deprived of food and water, and forced to take sleeping medication. Two children reported this woman sexually abused them. The judge, once again, gave her 30 days. So that's what we have competed today. We have the mother in Illinois. We heard about her earlier. She had her two kids sitting in the inflatable pool on the roof of her car. Woman in Missouri who, look, man, you go to the DMV, I don't care where you are, you're going to wait. She loses her mind, starts firing her gun in the parking lot. Or the judge hears about this woman who is sexually abused in addition to other abuse of children in her care and gave her 30 days.
By the way, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less. Jason says the judge is the worst, DMV woman the least. Michelle says the Missouri woman sucks the least. Let's see here. Robert says the Ohio judge can F off and die.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Maria says, do we know how fast the inflatable pool driver was going? Even if it was 15 miles an hour, it's too fast if your kid falls off the top of a car that's moving because it's sitting on in an inflatable pool that's empty.
But look, I'm sure the mom was not driving 40 miles an hour. I don't think it's that bad. It's the point of you can't put your kids in an inflatable pool on the roof of your car and drive at all.
I mean, I think it's easy to say the judge sucks the most.
I would be inclined to agree with that.
Yeah.
Gilberto says, agrees with you, the judge is the worst, FM. The mother in Illinois second.
I'm going to go a little different, though. And I think the mom in Illinois sucks the least.
All right.
That was a poor, poor decision, but I feel like she was just trying to have fun with the kids.
Well,
get up on the roof of the car.
Oh, that was in Illinois.
Made a stupid decision.
Woman in Missouri, I know nobody got hurt, but that's part of the issues with guns in this country, is that there's so many of them, and like people like this do not take them serious.
She's
like,
also mentally probably not capable of having a gun.
She's just running outside and popping off shots.
If you're shocked that you waited in a long line at DMV, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how you can test someone's mental capabilities right there. If they expected fast service at the DMV, be like, ooh, they're insane.
Yeah, Samantha says, I hate the DMV as well.
That's what I mean.
Not all heroes wear capes.
I mean, we all hate the DMV.
We've all wanted to do that. I get it. I get the urge. You just can't.
Yeah. Stephanie agrees. DMV lady sucks the least, in my opinion. And Scott says DMV one sucks the least because the DMV sucks the most. Galen says the lady with a gun at the DMV sucks less for sure. Oh, yeah. Make your comment known if you like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live there on Who Sucks Less. All right, still to come, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. What you don't need to know, the condiment edition is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of profile that's on the way, and yes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
we're full of useless information. And you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
So the story goes, by Emily Pesco, you can tell a lot about a person by the condiments they put on their tacos, hot dog, or toast. Ted, you were bitching earlier about the idea of putting ketchup on a hot dog. Or are you in favor of it?
I'm in favor of it.
Okay, all right.
I think it's disgusting, but I'd never tell you not to. Like, it's not for me. I could repeat Ted's exact quote regarding that.
Okay, but what if you only have mustard, ketchup, and like a relish packet to choose from, right?
A hot dog?
Yeah, like you can pick one. Just a standard hot dog stand. I put all three on.
I go mustard onions. That's my go-to.
Yeah, I'm just saying the whole, like, the people from Chicago, you can't put ketchup on it. Shut up.
That's not what you said.
You put a salad on there.
Right, exactly.
Well, apparently, believe it or not, millennials aren't really that much into mayo like the older generation, and they'll try to avoid that at all costs. Fans of sriracha tend to be on the younger side, and other spicy toppings are more likely to be thrill seekers. But they say a person's food preferences, if you pay close enough attention, you might be able to guess which state they are from. So with that, a new map shows the most popular condiment from one state to the next. They analyzed more than 50,000 reviews to identify the most mentioned condiments, and both the number of reviews and overall ratings and what people bought were taken into account. The fact that Hidden Valley Ranch dressing is the top choice in five states probably won't come as a shock, but would you peg Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil as the fan favorite in an equal number of states?
Are you kidding?
No.
Come on.
Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil, the same as ranch dressing. And in Michigan and Indiana, the top pick is Bertolli Alfredo with aged Parmesan cheese sauce.
What?
Now, there's been some debate over whether these ingredients can be classified as condiments, but Merriam-Webster calls a condiment, quote, something used to enhance the flavor of food, which, in essence, could really be anything. So, semantics aside, it's clear where American taste buds stand. Frank's Red Hot and Nutella are the next most popular condiments.
Yeah,
believe it or not, for some,
Nutella?
Though. Yeah, condiments are not only a matter of taste, but also a source of home state pride. There's a couple things like sriracha and ketchup that make the list. So we'll start with Alabama, and this makes a lot of sense. Their favorite condiment? Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
All right, you know what? I get it.
Alaska is one of those nature way extra virgin coconut oil type places. Now, if you're in Arkansas and you listen to us on 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Hidden Valley Ranch is your call. California sriracha sauce.
You think the Hidden Valley Ranch has a lot to do with the number of chicken wings you eat? I only ask because so many people get ranch with chicken wings.
I believe so too. And a lot of people in the Southeast dip their French fries in ranch dressing. If you're in California, you know it's sriracha all the way. 98 Rock in Sacramento listeners know there's a sriracha plant not too far away, and it stinks up the entire town. We head to Florida. This is a bizarre one, because I've never had this one, but it sounds pretty decent. French's Crunchy Toppers.
Okay? Yes, yes.
But Crispy Jalapeno.
Ooh, I have not had that either.
So if you listen to us at 12:10, The Man of Miami, apparently French's Crunchy Toppers Crispy Jalapeno is your favorite condiment.
I've never even heard of that.
Indiana does that Bertolli Alfredo with aged Parmesan.
Come on.
I don't understand that.
I like that, man. Just throw Alfredo on it.
If you listen to us at 98.9 around Kansas City, what is going on? You like Country Crock butter.
What?
That is your favorite condiment.
Look, man, I was in Kansas City for the Chiefs-Ravens game. I ate some of the best food I've ever eaten, and I assumed it was butter. Yeah. Tell me you did not give me Country
Here's
Crock.
What you need to know, Kansas. Ohio is one upping you with Country Crock Calcium Plus Vitamin D Margarine.
Health nuts.
They can't
have you been to Ohio? I think they need the supplement.
In Louisiana, once again, it's Sweet Baby Ray's. If you're listening on Bayou 95.7. Now, Maine is weird. Marshmallow Fluff.
Really?
Marshmallow Fluff is their favorite condiment.
What are they, all 7 years old?
Classic Mainers.
Massachusetts, it's Nutella. If you're listening on WAAF in Boston, you're a Nutella fan. Mississippi, we've been down to Biloxi, 97.9 CBR Rocks. That's back to the French's Crunchy Topper Crispy Jalapeno. What recipe are we missing where this is prevalent?
Yeah, but
green
you
bean
notice,
casserole?
It's in the South, man, and that's where the best food is. What we ate in Biloxi, all we did was smile.
If you're listening at Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri, a French's classic yellow mustard. You go with the standard. I think that's a great call.
Mm-hmm.
In Montana. Skippy Super Chunky.
Oh, come
peanut
on.
Peanut butter. Super Chunky. We're in Montana. They know it's up.
Or just eat peanuts, man.
New Hampshire's weirder than hell. Wishbone Balsamic Italian Vinaigrette.
That sounds like New Hampshire.
New Jersey does a Bertolli Vodka Sauce. In New Mexico, if you listen to us on KICA 980 in Clovis, McCormick Garlic Salt.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Nothing
great
wrong
for
with
pizza.
That.
North Dakota, Rock 95 and Grand Forks, your favorite condiment there. Hellman's Carefully Crafted Dressing and Sandwich Spread.
Carefully crafted.
Yes, and in Rhode Island, I don't know why, Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. So there you go, in every state's favorite condiment. Huh. Love it. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 66-year-old John John Foxhoven of Des Moines, Iowa. Now, Jerry Foxhoven. Jerry is the Department of Human Services Director for the state of Iowa. He is also a massive Tupac fan. That's right. The 66-year-old dude, massive Tupac fan. In fact, he would host Tupac Fridays every week where he'd play the music in his office. He'd regularly email lyrics to coworkers. A search found that Jerry had sent 350 pages worth of emails with the word Tupac in them over the last 2 years. On his 66th birthday, he had Tupac cookies decorated with the words Thug Life, which, of course, was a tattoo across Tupac's abs. Again, 66-year-old white dude, but, man, loves him some Tupac. Last month, he sent an email to all 4,300 employees under him telling them that they should commemorate Tupac's birthday over the weekend by listening to his music. The next day, Jerry was asked to resign from his job by the governor of Iowa. Apparently, one person, had complained about Jerry's Tupac obsession before, and that email, well, that was the last straw. Spokesman for the governor said, quote, "A lot of factors led to the resignation request. The factors were the governor hates Tupac."
Hail Mary.
But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Let's get a contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.